Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a big story that you probably hadn't heard anything about, and, well, it deals with Hillary Clinton and Democrats having to settle for lying to the American people about the Steele dossier and lying about how they actually paid for it and tried to cover it up with their campaign FEC filings. Now, you would think this would be big news. It would if it was a Republican. It'd be like, well, it's impeached Donald Trump even if he's out of office again, if he would have done this, but he didn't, right? Oh, no. Federal Election Commission had investigated alleged misreporting of expenditures by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee during the 2016 election. Now, I want you to think about how long it's been since 2016. It's interesting how long it takes the FEC to do their damn job, isn't it? Very interesting. Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button. And tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee have agreed to pay $113,000 to settle a Federal Election Commission investigation into whether they violated campaign finance law by misreporting spending on research that eventually became the infamous Steele dossier. Now, let me go back to the scumbag POS media here. They said that the Steele dossier was real. They knew it wasn't. They said the Steele dossier was clearly coming from China and from Russia working with Donald Trump. Don't forget that. They added China in there at one point. They said that it was very clear that even Donald Trump could be an agent of the Russian government, Vladimir Putin. Remember all that? Now, the whole time they were selling you this, they knew it was a lie. They knew it wasn't real. Now, the dossier that they acted like was not done by their campaign, everybody in the media knew it was done by their campaign. The FBI, by the way, knew it. And the members of Congress that were moving to impeach the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, knew the Steele dossier was fake, that it wasn't real. Everyone knew that it was a lie. Everyone knew that was reporting on it and writing about it, that they were lying to the American people about it. Everyone knew it. Now, when everyone knew this, okay, they did it because the fine they could care less about. Right? The fine was meaningless. The fine was inconsequential to a multi-million dollar campaign apparatus. If you think about Hillary Clinton and the DNC, this is like less than sales tax, what they were fined on their report, $113,000. If you can guarantee yourself that you can win an election against Donald Trump or almost guarantee it, the way that Hillary Clinton thought they were going to do this, and by the way, kept this buried so that it wouldn't affect Joe Biden and win that election, knowing that the dossier was a lie and knowing that you guys were misrepresenting it and knowing that it was paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, you would do it if the if it only cost you. Think about it. You got to impeach Donald Trump over something that you actually created out of thin air. You wrote a movie script. That's what the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign did. And then they handed the media the movie script, which was a fake movie, right, to the media, and the media reported it like it was real, like it was based on a true story, except it wasn't. And they knew it while they were reporting on it. Now, think about if you design this from just a time standpoint, okay? Just from a time standpoint. Simple time standpoint. You look at 2016 to 2022. How many years are you talking about here? 6 years? You're talking about 6 years. If you do six, if you take 113,000, I said it wrong, right? 113,000, you divide that by six. You basically paid $18,833. $18,833 is what you paid per year to undermine the Republican Party, a sitting president, and have him impeached. That's a hell of a deal if you think about it from Hillary Clinton. That's a hell of a deal if you think about it from the Democratic National Committee. You pay $18,833 in fines for lying to the American people and impeaching the president of the United States of America, the sitting president at the time, Donald Trump, over something that you created out of thin air that was a lie. If this is the only thing that happens, which it seems like at this point, this is the only thing that's going to happen to any of the people that lied, no one's going to jail for this. That's the best investment you could ever make as a Democrat, as a Hillary Clinton. According to the documents, in 2018, they finally accused the Democrats of misreporting payments made to a law firm during the 2016 campaign to obscure the spending. We all know now for a fact that the Clinton campaign hired Perkins Coie, which that law firm that represented the Clinton campaign then hired Fusion GPS, a research and intelligence firm, to conduct opposition research on Donald Trump. And they came up with a bunch of crap and said, all right, we got to make it up. We'll make up that there's some sort of connection to Russia. On the FEC forms, the Clinton campaign classified the spending as legal expenses. That was a lie. By intentionally obscuring their payments through Perkins Coie and failing to publicly disclose the true purpose of those payments, the campaign and the DNC were able to avoid publicly reporting on their statutorily required FEC disclosure forms that fact that they were paying Fusion GPS to perform opposition research on Trump with the intent of influencing the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. Now, if they would have reported this honestly, you would have never had any credibility with the Steele dossier because it would have been the filing reports that Hillary Clinton was paying for this to be done and the DNC was paying for it to be done. There's no way that you could have had the news about the Steele dossier. There's no way you could have impeached Donald Trump over this if it would have been filed correctly in the FCC filings, because everybody would have said, hey, you guys did this. You were trying to influence the election. This is trickery. This is scumbaggery in the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton's campaign. And none of this crap would have ever happened. Now, the Clinton campaign, the DNC, had argued that the payments had been described accurately, but agreed, according to the documents, to settle without conceding to avoid further legal costs. Why did they really do it? Because it worked. It worked, folks. At this point, you don't need it anymore. Trump's out of office. Everybody knows what really happened. Why keep this going? It already was successful. Donald Trump's no longer the president. You got to impeach him. You got to undermine him. Now, the Clinton campaign agreed to a civil penalty, by the way, of $8,000. And the DNC, $105,000, according to a pair of agreements that were attached to a letter sent to the Coolidge Reagan Foundation. The documents have not yet been made public by an FEC spokeswoman who said that the FEC had 30 days after parties are notified about enforcement matters to release them. Let me just remind you of the Steele dossier. All of what happened and the undermining and the going after Trump people and General Flynn and everybody else, none of it would have happened. None of those people's lives would have been ruined. None of those people would have been arrested. None of those people would have been charged with crimes if they would have accurately stated what they were doing. And there's only one reason why they didn't accurately state what they were doing. Because if they did, then as soon as the FEC filings were made public in 2016 or 2017, you couldn't weaponize the dossier anymore to say that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians. And look, the Clinton campaign, the Clinton team, the DNC, they couldn't weaponize the dossier anymore. It was all made up from them. And that's exactly why they said, all right, fine, we'll settle now. We held this thing for 6 years after you guys bust us lying to the FEC. And it, you know what? We can't say Trump was colluding with the Russians anymore, but we got him out of office. Think about it. Brilliant move. President Trump, thank goodness, is fighting back over all of this, as he should. President Trump has got a legal team now, and Trump is fighting back with his lawsuit against Hillary Clinton and Steele and other deep state actors because of what has happened, and he should. Now, Trump's lawyer spoke to Sean Hannity this week, and I want you to hear what she had to say.
For Steele and others for their role in pushing their years-long Russian conspiracy hoax and lies, laying out evidence of racketeering, a conspiracy to commit injurious falsehood, among other claims. As the lawsuit reads, the defendants maliciously conspired to weave a false narrative that their Republican opponent, Donald J. Trump, was colluding with a hostile foreign sovereignty, which, of course, we expose right here on this program. We're also learning that the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, has reportedly suspended the probe into Donald Trump's business practices, an investigation not backed up by any solid evidence, and an investigation that appeared to just be another excuse to go after President Trump and his entire family. Here with reaction, President Trump's attorney, Alina Haba, is with us, along with Fox News legal analyst, Greg Jarrett. I like this lawsuit, Alina. I think this holds people accountable. Because we've not gotten the answers as to how a dirty Russian disinformation dossier purchased by Hillary Clinton and money she used with the DNC as well was used. It is a document that can never be verified. Four phony FISA applications approved. Christopher Steele and the subsource admitting it was all bunk. And yet they continued to spy on the president through Carter Page. I think this is a very valid suit, and I'd like to get to the bottom of it.
Thank you, Sean. I agree with you. It's wonderful when you can actually file a suit that is, in the most part, proven, which is the situation that I find myself in, first with Mueller, which debunked it, you know, Horowitz's IG report, and then now Durham, who's been instrumental as well. You can't make this up. You literally cannot make a story like this up. And Sean, you have been calling it out from the beginning. You are right. And President Trump is just not going to take it anymore. If you are going to make up lies, if you are going to try and take him down, he's going to fight you back. And that is what this is. This is the beginning of all that.
This is the beginning of all that. Now, Donald Trump, by the way, I think has a very good chance here to win. And the reason is because they clearly knew what they were doing was slander and lying. Was libelous. And I think the reason why he's going to have a good chance of winning this is because it's all proven. It's easy to prove now. And you know this. You know, it's amazing, by the way, what a big story this is. And Hillary Clinton randomly shows up Sunday morning on Meet the Press. And Hillary Clinton's not asked a single question about this from Meet the Press. Instead, they bring her on as a foreign policy expert talking about energy and the need for the U.S. to bring more sanctions against Vladimir Putin. This is the same woman that lied about Putin and his connections to Donald Trump and the Steele dossier and funded it, paid for it, and made it out of thin air. And you'd think they'd ask her a question. Nope. Instead, she got to put her propaganda out there.
The real challenge on the energy front is to do everything we can to help Europe wean itself off. You know, when I was Secretary of State, I started something called the U.S.-EU Energy Council. And I'll admit, I had a hard sell with our European friends that I kept saying, look what Russia's already done, because at that point they'd already used energy as a blunt force for power over Ukraine and Eastern Europe. They'd cut off gas supplies to, you know, force Ukraine and others to do their bidding. And I made the case then, and now I'm delighted that everybody is back focused on this, because the more we can get Europe to understand, it has to lead the way. Now, there are other problems. We've got, you know, other big countries, China, India, for example, who are buying Russian energy, who are also, you know, trying to figure out which side to end up on this. So this is the slow but important work of diplomacy, which Secretary Blinken and others in the administration are pursuing. But I think we need to be putting more sanctions more quickly on more things to up the ante on Russia and to try to bring more countries to the side of seeing that it's in their interest to support that.
You bring her on as an expert. She's an expert on lying to the American people, lying to the FEC, and trying to overthrow the will of the American people. Because she lost an election and she refused to tell the truth that the dossier was a lie from the very beginning, that none of it was actually real, that it was all fake. And she lied about every single bit of it. And the reason why is because she knew the media would never hold her accountable. And proof of that statement, of how liberal and woke the media is that they didn't hammer her for this. In fact, they made it, it's almost like just giving the American people the middle finger. As they're like, hold my beer and watch this. We'll have her on to talk about Russia. The same Hillary Clinton that slandered the President of the United States of America and allowed him to be impeached over information that the entire time she knew was a lie. She knew the entire time that the impeachment was happening, and this was because she wanted to settle her score. Right? She wanted to settle the score with you, the American people that voted for Donald Trump, and she didn't care if she was overthrowing the free and fair election. She didn't care that the information was being used to go in and raid people's homes and arrest people and try to ruin their lives. And she knew the entire time it was a lie. And so what did the media do today? Watch this. We'll show you how arrogant we are. We're going to have her on TV. We're going to bring her on to talk about Russia and not ask her about the Russian dossier. That's what we're going to do, because that's how evil we are. You have to understand now at this point, the media doesn't even exist. There is no such thing as a media anymore. It is nothing but communist propaganda from the Democratic Party than the DNC. And if you don't believe me, look at the fact that Chuck Todd failed to ask Hillary Clinton about the FEC fine for the Steele dossier. The same people, the same exact thing they're doing with Hunter Biden right now, too. I mean, you've got the former Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton fined last week by the Federal Election Commission for paying for the fraudulent Russian dossier, and NBC's Chuck Todd failed to ask her about it when he had the chance to do it before anybody else. Do not forget, the dossier formed the basis for the Russian collusion hoax, which falsely claimed that Trump worked with Russia to win the 2016 election. Don't forget, without that Russian collusion hoax, Special Counsel Robert Mueller wouldn't have even been named to a special counsel. Don't forget that he found no evidence of the hoax when he completed his inquiry in 2019, but it undermined Donald Trump's entire presidency. Don't forget the Clinton campaign had provided the dossier to the FBI, lied about its origins, and leaked it to fellow Democrats in the media, which led the FBI to conduct surveillance, spy on Donald Trump, his aides, and undermine the incoming administration in 2017. They were being spied on. And what does Chuck Todd do? Interviews Hillary Clinton about foreign policy and domestic policy. And at one point, Clinton even said the Republican Party, quote, has now gone to the, you know, the extreme and are saying and doing things that have no basis in reality. An exact quote from Hillary Clinton. Despite her own role in funding and perpetrating the Russian collusion hoax, Todd did not follow up on any of it. I want to just remind you of how hardcore even some Republicans were on the Steele dossier early on. Let me take you back to 2018. Now, this is after the election. Hillary Clinton lost, but didn't matter, right? Because we were going to take down Donald Trump because we hated Donald Trump. Chris Christie. He's on This Week, ABC. Mueller charges 13 Russians with 2016 meddling is the headline. Listen to part of this conversation.
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to start with you, Governor Christie, and talk to you about this Russia investigation. President Trump repeatedly called the Russia investigation a witch hunt over the last few years. I want to read you the tweet that he had this morning. If it was the goal of Russia to create discord, disruption, and chaos within the U.S., then with all the committee hearings, investigations, and party hatred, they have succeeded beyond their wildest dreams. They are laughing their asses off in Moscow. Get smart, America. Can he really keep calling this an excuse by the Democrats to justify losing the election? Can he? He's not confronting Russia on this. What's your reaction to those tweets, Governor Christie?
By the way, how do you confront Russia when it's not real, right? How do you confront Russia, as was just said there by the host on ABC This Week? This is back again in 2018, if it's not real. Donald Trump's tweet, by the way, which they just tried to act like was some sort of insane tweet at the time in 2018, he was right. Donald Trump was right, and she's sitting there acting like Donald Trump is insane. And, of course, Chris Christie does what Chris Christie does so well. He takes the bait. Listen to Chris Christie's answer. Again, back in 2018.
Well, listen, what I'd say to you first, Martha, is that the indictment that Director Mueller laid out yesterday was incredibly detailed and gave the American people for the first time a real picture into the scope of at least part of the operation that was obviously meant to disparage and damage Hillary Clinton. And I think, you know, what we read in the...
So again, let's be clear. Chris Christie's an idiot. And I try not to call people idiots unless they really are. Chris Christie's an idiot. He just said it was clearly done to disparage Hillary Clinton. That's a lie. We know it's a lie. In fact, while he's on TV doing this, Hillary Clinton and the DNC are laughing because they know they made up the entire damn thing. And nobody in the media did any of their jobs to actually do any research to say, hey, did this thing come from them? And we know this because now it is a fact and they've admitted it and they've been fined for it. And we knew it long before now. But now it's the same thing like the Hunter Biden laptop, right? For 17 months, they tell you the laptop's not real. They tell you it's Russian disinformation. In fact, at this point, The next time the American government says that something is disinformation for a foreign country, you might as well go to Vegas, put $1 billion on them being wrong, and you know that you're right. Because everything that the media and the DNC now says is disinformation is spot on accurate based on what we've seen. And they always find these idiot stooges. And Chris Christie's an idiot. Right? He's sitting there. He's like, well, we now know from the scope of this that this was real and this was significant and this was clearly done to hurt Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine how much fun it has to be when you're Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee and you're watching Chris Christie just because he's so desperate to be famous, because he hasn't become president of the United States of America, because he left office not being loved in New Jersey as a governor, and he had a failed campaign attempt, that they're willing to stick him on TV and become a useful Republican idiot for their propaganda. And they're like, hey, Chris Christie, here's what we know. We want to have you on. And he's like, oh, sure, I'll tell you what you want to know because I want to be on ABC this week. So he's like, well, there's no doubt this was done to hurt Hillary Clinton. Listen to him again.
A real picture into the scope of at least part of the operation that was obviously meant to disparage and damage Hillary Clinton. And I think, you know, what we read in the indictment yesterday is very, very clear on that point. And I think everyone's going to have to come around to the idea that that's at least part of what the Russians were attempting to do in the election. But I'd caution everybody to not believe that this is yet over, because there's lots of other places for Director Mueller to look regarding potential Russian involvement in all this. And I think he's going after this in a very, you know, measured, direct way. And I think we've unfortunately got more to learn and more to come in the days and weeks ahead.
So in 2018, Chris Christie is the idiot that I exactly what I expect him to be, right? He's the one they call when they want somebody to go on TV and say something that's against Donald Trump. And he did it. And he told the American people that this was real. It was legit. It was going somewhere. It was significant. Steve Cohen, let me remind you of that guy. Remember Chicken Little? Remember The Sky Is Falling? Remember the guy that ate a greasy bucket of chicken in Congress? That was his biggest accomplishment in Congress. You know, he was all over CNN. Steve Cohen back in 2018. What did he say as a Democrat? Listen to this. Again, his own words. And again, of course, Breonna Keeler, she's not a journalist, right? She's a propagandist. She's an activist of the left. Be clear about that. She's nothing more than an activist of the left. She's a propagandist for the left. That is what she is. And what did she say? What did Breonna Keeler say on CNN? This is the crap I had to put up with when I was there. Right, this is the crap I had to deal with when I was fighting the good fight as a conservative over there. She has on this idiot, Steve Cohen, and here's what he says about this back in 2018.
Thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Nice to be with you.
I want to get your perspective on these reports that you just heard about, specifically the fact that African Americans were targeted so specifically by this Russian trolling operation. You are in a district in Tennessee where almost two-thirds of your district is African-American. I imagine that as you see these results, it really hits home for you and your constituents.
Now, again, they're commenting on this report from the Democratic Senate Intel Committee that Russia used every major social network to help elect and support Donald Trump. And this was all Russian collusion. And here's Steve Cohen playing the race card, which is, you know, what a great card for a white guy to use, right? To keep getting reelected in a predominantly African-American district. You come out there and you say you're being lied to and taken advantage of, yada, yada, yada. And here he is putting out more lies right here in 2018.
Well, it's just dirty tricks and efforts to suppress the vote that have been done by state governments throughout the South. And that's why we need to look at reinstating the Voting Rights Act. We've seen it in North Carolina, Georgia. And we've seen other examples in other states. But what the Russians did was a very well thought out campaign to help Donald Trump win the presidency, to tamp down on Hillary Clinton's number one support group, African Americans, to bolster her number one ideological opponent, Ms. Green, and then to promote Donald Trump. And I knew that they were doing this. We all knew they were doing it because Mr. Mueller had indicted these folks for their actions, but we didn't know the extent of it. And the massive number of tweets and Facebook posts and other social media efforts on YouTube are astounding. And in my opinion, there's no way that they didn't influence enough voters to turn the election for Donald Trump.
There it is. Now, is any of this true? No. Is it all lies? Of course it's lies. Do we care? Apparently we don't. We don't care if this is all lies, because these are the lies we wanted to tell, folks. These are the lies that we needed to tell. This is how we were going to get this done. MSNBC, Russian hacking is Watergate 2.0. They selectively leaked to damage Hillary and elect Donald Trump. MSNBC ran with us in 2016.
There's this new investigative story out. It says that there is still a chance future U.S. elections could very much be vulnerable to hacks. The Associated Press reporting that due to lack of funding and old machines, the digital ballot machines that one in five Americans used last month are not secure. The report goes on to say that a future election could be rigged and authorities might not even be able to detect it. I'm joined now to do a bit of a deep dive into the Russian cyber attacks by MSNBC's terrorism analyst Malcolm Nance. Malcolm, thanks for being with me this morning. You have called this Russian hacking during our election, you've called it Watergate. Have we not made enough of a big deal about what potentially happened here?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's actually, I called it Watergate 2.0, because the first Watergate under Richard Nixon, he sent in burglars to break into the DNC, to put wiretaps in and to steal folders. They were not successful. They were caught by a policeman. This Watergate 2.0 was done by Russian intelligence. They broke into the DNC, took everything that over a period of a year, including the opposition folders on Donald Trump, and selectively made those materials public in order to damage Hillary Clinton and elect Donald Trump. So that's the difference.
By the way, that's not all true at all, right? We all know now that it's a lie. This was back in 2016, right after Donald Trump won. Heaven forbid that Donald Trump actually have won the election in a free and fair election. How could Donald Trump win when we've rigged the system against Donald Trump? So now what do? We lie to the American people and we give a reason to impeach him.
The difference. We are very vulnerable to this. This was a national level cyber attack on the electoral infrastructure of America.
It's amazing how they'll always claim that an election is rigged until they actually rig an election. Right? They're the ones that have already always something wrong happened. They could never lose an election. And when they do lose an election, it's not their fault. It had to be the fault of others. So we'll lie, we'll steal, we'll cheat, we'll do whatever it takes, and the media is in on every one of these lies to tell you that what's happening is not really what's happening, to tell you that you should be angry, to tell you that Donald Trump is not the real president, even though they knew he was. I want to go back and remind you of how quickly we knew that this was a lie. I want to remind you of those text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. They both worked at the FBI. They were both looking into Russian collusion. They both knew that the Steele dossier was paid for by Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and they didn't care because they wanted to overthrow the will of the people. I called it a coup then. I knew it was a coup in 2018. That's why I said it was a coup attempt in 2018 and 17 and 16. I told you when they were going through impeachment against Donald Trump that they were trying to overthrow the will of the people. I warned you that this is what was happening. I told you that this is what they were doing. I told you that the facts weren't there. And we brought up the Peter Strzoks and we brought up the Lisa Pages and we brought them all up and reminded you and exposed it. What the media do? They said, we don't give a crap. We don't care. We're moving on. And the reason why we are moving on is for one reason. Because we believe that we can manipulate and lie and no one will stop us. We believe that no one can stop us because all the media works together. If all the media lies to you, then they always win. That's what they believe. There's no accountability, right? There's nobody going to jail for this. Hillary Clinton's getting invited back on NBC or ABC or CBS News this morning. No one asks her any questions about this. And remember, the conservative talk show hosts like myself and Sean Hannity and Mark Levin, We were called psychos. We were called right-wing conspiracy theorists. We were called crazies. Never, ever forget that. I remember watching the clip I'm about to play for you that was on Sean Hannity's show. And I remember the media going berserk and trying to come after Sean Hannity to the point where it was clear they were actually trying to take down Sean Hannity, because Sean Hannity was telling you the truth. And they said he was a conspiracy theorist and he was a psycho and he was crazy, and they went on and on and on. They tried to destroy the man's life. And anyone that said or reported or talked about anything that dealt with Peter Strzok, that dealt with Lisa Page, immediately the media would say it's a lie, untrue. We don't report on it. And no one in the media, in the mainstream media, was reporting on any of this because they knew it was all true. I'll go back to February the 7th, 2018. Listen to Hannity back in 2018 telling you what we now have confirmation of, right? Because the Democrats finally admit, all right, yeah, we made it all up. It was a lie, and here's a fine we're willing to pay the FCC because we lied about the dossier, and the impeachment was done, and we knew what was happening. We were overthrowing the will of the people. Never forget that's the Democratic Party that was doing this. The Democratic National Committee knew that when Donald Trump was being impeached, it was being impeached on a lie that was paid for by them and Hillary Clinton. Do not ever tell me they believe in freedom or democracy ever again. It was a coup attempt.
Now, we have brand new, just released messages from anti-Trump FBI lovers Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Now, the Hannity investigative team, we have dug deep into these texts. We will expose exchanges between Strzok and Page that others are not talking about. And two blockbuster members are now proving that the FBI, in fact, lied to a FISA court in order to spy on the Trump campaign. Now, the unredacted Grassley Graham document is now showing that the phony dossier made up the bulk of the application to obtain that FISA warrant. Now, there are a ton of details, and they will take your breath away tonight. We will explain it all. Also, Sarah Carter tonight reporting that the Uranium One informant met with congressional staffers and gave explosive testimony about a Russian criminal enterprise operating right inside the United States. This is before the Uranium One deal. Now, Sarah Carter will join us along with the informant's lawyer, Victoria Tunsing. But first, we get to tonight's breaking news opening monologue. All right, brand new tonight, we have even more text messages from Trump-hating FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Now, Senator Ron Johnson has put out a report that is raising questions about President Obama's potential involvement in Hillary Clinton's email investigation. Now, during a September 2nd, 2016 exchange about creating talking points for former FBI Director James Comey to give to President Barack Obama, Page writes, "POTUS wants to know everything we are doing." All right, so what exactly did President Obama want to be briefed on? Now, sources close to Strzok and Page, they're telling the Wall Street Journal tonight that this message they sent doesn't have to do with the Clinton email probe and instead was talking about possible Russian interference in the election. So, in light of the new Strzok text, well, we need to know, what investigation did Obama want to be briefed on? It's why tonight we have two very simple questions for Barack Obama and, frankly, everyone else involved in this scandal. Take a quick look.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
All right, that was Senator Howard Baker. That was during the Watergate investigation, asking very important questions that President Barack Obama and others now need answers to. They got to answer to everybody.
By the way, Hannity's point in his opening monologue back in 2018 was, it's very clear that we're all being lied to, and it's very clear that the FBI is backing Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, and we're doing everything they could to undermine Trump before the election, during, and after. And people said that if we, any of us actually believe this or repeat this, that we were lying. We were telling the truth then, and we're right now. Never forget what the Democratic Party tried to do, which was overthrow a free and fair election. It's called a coup. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.